ओम शांति, ओम शांति। सो वी वर सिटिंग इन बाबाज रिमेम्बरेंस एंड इफ वी आस्क अवरसेल्व्स हाउ लॉन्ग आई वॉज सिटिंग इन बाबाज रिमेम्बरेंस ओनली, व्हाट वुड बी द आंसर? वी वर सिटिंग हाफ एन आवर. Some were sitting 15 minutes, 10 minutes, but out of these 10 minutes, how long I was sitting in Baba's remembrance only. You know, so the percentage will be different. 30 minutes physical sitting and mind was seated on the seat of remembrance for another duration of time. Am I right? Right? Yes, so either it will be 50-50 or it will be even lesser, and that is why when we are in Madhuban, we are given the opportunity to increase this percentage so that the duration of our mental posture, that is the mental seat, the seat of mind, is stable as much as we sit in Baba's remembrance physically too. Yes, so this opportunity, these 3 days are named as the time to experience the love, endless love like moth. Yesterday we got the aim and the special thought that yes, really I love Baba, but do I love Baba like moth? There is a difference between the love for God, just loving as soul or loving as child, but loving as moth. Moth loves to die. The child does not love to die. Child loves father to claim inheritance. But moth, you know, goes close to the flame, the unlimited flame, because moth wants to become completely like the flame, or wants to be the part of the flame. And that's what in our spiritual knowledge, in the language of Raj Yoga, we say as being embodiment of remembrance. Baba every day explains us the connection between what we listen, what we understand about the self and Baba, and between how much we are able to remember that throughout the day. That is why Baba says in your study or in your life as a student, there are 3 stages of effort. Very simple. 3 levels of effort. One is that we all come and we all come to know who am I, who is Baba, and what's time. Yes, knowing. No matter whenever we came, we had to know this. None of us came knowing this. Am I right? You came because you knew God here. Never. No? We all came, we had no knowledge of God. We all came, no knowledge of self. So this is first level of effort, knowing. I am a soul. I am incorporeal. And I am the child of the incorporeal father. And this is the only time when I, the incorporeal soul, can experience the direct connection with the incorporeal father. I can remember God at any other time in world drama. Of course, not in golden age and silver age. But after silver age, I cannot meet God. I cannot celebrate direct meeting with my father except this time. So I came to know what's the time. And after that, second level of effort starts accepting. One is, Baba says, Janana, to know. Yes, I am a soul. Yes, I know I am a soul. But then accepting, that is developing faith in that. Yes, I am a soul. Yes, I am only a soul. Not this body. Yes, my Father is one. I accept it. Now I don't say, yes, it's fine. You know, you can say God as Shiva or whatever. No. God is Shiva. Yes, this is the time which is most auspicious and comes only after 5,000 years. I accept it. And accepting means, when I have accepted something, one is that you know that there is something very tasty lying in the refrigerator. Yes, you know it and you are happy about that. But then what you do? If you are hungry, you open and accept it. You ate it. And once you eat it, what happens then? Even then, the same thing is more in quantity and is still lying in refrigerator, but, and you know that. Yes? For example, some ice cream is lying, but you already ate it. So you know it, but you will not again eat it. You will not again look for another portion of ice cream because you had enough. So accepting means wandering stops, craving stops, searching stops, looking for answers, questions. Can you please tell me who am I, you know? Or can you tell me please who is God? Stops. Accepted. Yes? So Janana and Manana. And third, yes, we know it very well. Third level of our effort was Chalana. That is to move forward according to what I know and in what I have faith. To think as soul. Previously I had the thinking and vision as body. Yes, this is a person of this nationality and language and religion or caste or clan, and I belong to that and that. So I was embodiment of the thoughts and feelings and vision of body consciousness. But once I accept, I start moving according to that new wisdom. Chalana. So only when I follow this, then Baba asks question. Yes, you know you are a soul. Yes, you have accepted I am your Father. And you follow, you move according to that faith. But Baba's question to us is, again and again, till today, how long you move according to that, what you understand, how long? Throughout the day, if I do 50 actions or 100 actions, in how many actions my actions are with this awareness that I am a soul? I have throughout the day 10, 20, 30 interactions. I meet with 50, 100 persons. But how much I am interacting with others, considering myself and them as children of my Father. Children of my Father. That is my brother and sister. It's a true aspect. And truth gives the true feeling. It's not a theoretical exercise or experiment. Okay, let me experiment with this thought. No. I don't need to experiment in the way as they do in the laboratory, but I need to experiment, means I need to use it. Because it is truth. It's not to be discovered. It's revealed truth. And when I experience myself as child of God and others also, then Baba asks, okay, how much percentage you had this awareness of Baba being with you in every relationship? And then what happens with us? We never raise our hand in 100%. Is there anyone who raises hand in 100%? Yes? Because we are shy, so we don't raise hand? No, we don't raise hand because we have not reached that stage. Because embodiment means forever. Embodiment does not mean that while I am in yoga, that is, I am consciously reminding myself of these things, so I remember, and rest of the time I forget. So therefore, to make these aspects of truth about myself constant, we have got this opportunity to ask this question from myself. How long I am going to use the false knowledge about the self and others? And what is that false knowledge or false awareness? That I am body. I am a woman. I am a man. I am so and so. How long I am going to use that or to live according to that? Why can't I reach to 99%, 98%? And also, when Baba gave us the understanding and realization about our own self, you are a soul. So not just simply soul, but a big list of our specialities as Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. He gave us the realization that you are mouth-born progeny. So our title is, surname is Brahman. So as Brahmins, we have many, many specialities. So becoming Brahman, taking birth as a Brahman, means at the same time dying as Shudra. Isn't it? Becoming Brahman means Shudra is dead. Am I right? Yes or no? Yes. Or it is that half, that Shudra and Brahman are half partners. No, it never works like that. It's becoming Brahman, but then the speciality of the Brahman, that is the maryada or the life of the Brahman, means always I remember I am a Brahma Kumar Kumari. So my thoughts, words, and the actions, interactions are not ordinary. Brahmins are not ordinary. Why? Why? Because they are the creation of God. There are many creators, but this is the creator with big C. It's the highest creator, supreme creator. So amongst all creations, the Brahman creation is most special. So do I move as the embodiment of remembrance of this speciality of the confluence age? Yes. When I am given the badge as Brahman, I wear white dress, I feel myself very special. But not all of us, you know, wear the white dress all the time. But is Brahman, the speciality, being Brahman is the speciality of the dress or of the wearer? The one who wears is Brahman, or the something which is we wear is Brahman? No, I am Brahman. So I am here sitting in front of many. At the time I will have consciousness of, oh yes, I have to be very careful. I have to sit properly, I have to see properly. But when I am not being observed, am I the same? Do I have that much attention? No. If the answer is no, it means I am not embodiment of remembrance, that I am a special soul. Generally, some people make a fun joke of, you know, when they speak about Newton saw apple falling from the tree, and of course something clicked here and he discovered, he opened the law of gravitation, right? But they say, well, the apple was not waiting for Darwin to fall down on the earth. Apple was always falling. And after Newton also, the apple is falling on the ground. It's not going up. So apple is wiser than us. Isn't it? We say that we are not revealed in front of the world. World does not know us. No, so what? I know myself. So if apple can follow the law naturally, why can't I, the conscient entity, keep moving naturally according to law? Because it's the law of the time, the ascension stage, to be stable in the maryadas and the life of Brahman. Isn't it? If teacher is not seeing me, or teacher is in Madhuban, I do not attend Murli class. When teacher comes back from Madhuban, I also come. So, apple is wiser than me. Isn't it? Now, Baba is always watching me. So, this experience that Baba is looking at me will go with me. This feeling will go with me and will protect me from the copper age onwards, when Baba will not be with me in the form as he is in the confluence age. So I have to make my awareness so trained, so well equipped with this resource of self control, that whether anyone sees me or not, but I am able to act, speak and behave according to my nature, speciality. Third speciality. Baba first told you are a soul. Then which soul? Brahman soul. Another speciality, because we are Brahman, that is the children of Creator, so our task is at this time of the end or the destruction to provide the donation of peace and happiness to the whole humanity, to give them donation of peace. When there is calamity all around, then who is expected to work? calamity takes place in one country, but all the governments, they get alarmed and they send help. But at the time of destruction, only this one government will have the resources to help. Because now people lose some or another thing. But at the time of destruction, they will lose everything. Now people lose some or another thing, but something inside they know that, well, we will be helped, government will give us something, and maybe we will be given new homes. But at the time, they will very clearly see that world will never be the same again. Everything finished. At that time, donation of peace. Will they be sitting and listening our lectures at that time? What do you think? Yes, they have lost everything and we say them, sit peacefully. Just, you know, with easy posture, open your eyes and concentrate on what I say. Can we say them? No. In 1 second, we will have to give them the experience of the soul. Soul has not lost anything. Body has lost everything. And I can give others the experience of the soul in 1 second without using much words. If I myself accept that in every situation that I am a soul and I move according to that. If I lose something, but this thought that I am a soul does not work in my own personal case, I am not able to be peaceful even if I remember I am a soul because I have lost something. It happens, isn't it? Yes? I know drama, but something has happened and I'm not able to make use of this thought of remembering drama to put a full stop. So how then I will be able to make them put full stop and become peaceful? And I know Baba, but still when someone does not behave with me as I would like them to behave with me, then even if I know Baba, I am not able to smile. Because I really have a question, why this person did that? No? And if I can't give peace and happiness to myself even after I know Baba, how can I make others to have smile after they have been cheated by the world? They were not ready for atom bombs or destruction. They didn't do anything. Isn't it? So will they be able to accept that they are not cheated or the destiny has not done wrong with them? So in 1 second, God is with you and God loves you. You can be with God and take everything. This experience will be the greatest donation for them. And for that, I need to have stock of these powers attained by using the knowledge about the self, knowledge about God, and knowledge about time and drama. That is why Baba says that such souls in the world, they will be visible as, or they will be seen as, lucky stars. Not stars. Lucky. extra shine. The shine of the powers. And how can we accumulate that if we will start accumulating at the time of chaos? Yes? So this furnace is created. This atmosphere is created. No? We go to the kitchen, food is ready for us, but someone else is cooking for us. Why Baba does that? So that we are free to accumulate. Because he needs instruments for his other children. He has given us birth for his other children as well. Through Brahma Baba, he gave birth to us. And through us, he will give inheritance to many more. So by accumulating such kind of peace and happiness, I will be able to fulfill the highest duty of the Brahman life. That is the third speciality. Which Baba says is the speciality of you souls as the eight jewels. The world worships God, but God praises eight jewels. God remembers them. And why Baba remembers them? That speciality will come in us. So what is the speciality of these eight souls which they created through such silence, through such tapasya? The speciality of revealing Father in front of the world. The speciality of revealing Father, introducing Father. I can tell about incorporeal point of light, but to reveal God in front of them, this speciality comes when in my vision and in my mind there is only one point. There is a whole world, but that point is the whole world. And I see only Him. And when I see only Him, I can show Him. I can make show of Him. And their speciality of bringing others close to Father. Many of us are able to tell about Baba, but they keep asking the question, how to come close to Baba? How to come close? How to love Baba? How to feel? So this is mirror for me. If I am not able to bring others close to Baba, it means even if I know Baba, but I am not keeping Him with me. I am not living in close relationship with Him. So how can I can count myself in the number of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, maybe 9, but not 8. But the speciality to bring the souls close to Baba so that they can love Baba, so that they can be for the whole life with Baba, can sacrifice for Baba. That is what the result of tapasya which we can do here. Okay? So, you like that? So, now when we will sit in remembrance, we will sit in this stage that I check even if I am sitting amidst 100, but my heart is in complete love. Because He is eternal and He is truth. And He is most beautiful because He is ever beautiful. Something which is not ever beautiful cannot be most beautiful. And something which is not ever beautiful is not truth, no matter how much beautiful it is. So let my heart feel this grace of love and beauty of Baba, and let us spend this time in creating such vibrations so that anywhere, in any corner of the world, people start talking about God while we are sitting here in tapasya, so that the direction of their conversation change. Suddenly they feel that somehow God, I think that I should remember God. That can happen through our tapasya here. Om Shanti.